Okay, LJ, we're going to talk about this race 6 at Phoenix, where we picked the Superfecta, paid well over $2,000. And it's one of the interesting things you notice right off is the chart man, they got the one dog picked as the dog to win. So why don't we just start out there and talk a little bit about why you didn't like the one, you liked the four better.
Basically, the one, you know, you only need to be playing four or five dogs total, so you're looking first to find the dogs you can throw out. When I looked at the one dog, he's a D dog coming up, obviously. He's just transferred in from another track. He's a shipper. He's making his first start at Phoenix. The one thing I noticed in his two schooling races required to get him track ready, the trainer of Smoke is no joke, has been working, obviously, with that dog, front-ending the dog, teaching him to break. If you look at his other lines, you see him break that well. His last schooling race out, he broke well, so when I looked at the dog, he's a D-dog coming up. I said he cannot compete in this field of greyhounds. What he can do, break quickly and act as the rabbit, as a lead-out dog. That's the reason I actually included him as a possibility, feeling like he probably wasn't going to be there, but he was going to have the advantage to be there.
Well, you decided to key the four dog and put the four on top for the key wager, so talk a little bit about the four, why we put the four on top.
As I came down through there, I threw out the two for making the race at all. Though he's a C-class dog coming back in grade, I threw the two out because if you look at his three lines, he obviously, every time that he's in the one or two box, he sits. He does not break. And I knew that this dog will not be in those pack of dogs coming out. The three, pretty much, he can get out all right, and then he follows whatever happens to be ahead of him. The reason I picked the four, which is Cotton Stinger, I looked at his previous record at the track that he shipped from. And this dog is a 45% Quinella dog. Though he has nothing at Phoenix, he's 45% Quinella dog at the track that he shipped in from. Now, as required to make him track ready, when he came here, they schooled him twice, as required. And here's what I saw in this dog. I saw that two races ago, he finished in sixth, coming from the outside. Well, the next race up, they moved him to the inside, and he did better. He finished in third position, only 9 lengths out of the race. And I figured, looking at his brake lines, this is a power dog. If you look at the first two sets of numbers all the way down, in other words, his line reads on the top reads 1-1-1. The next line down reads 7-5-2. And it follows all the way down. This dog is a power dog, a speed and power dog, which told me that once this dog breaks out, he is going to power into that turn. And the way I saw the race setting up was that the one breaks, the two and three are sitting, the four is out almost with the one dog, and he's going to power into that turn. I see his times and his beaten lengths as getting better in his first two races at Phoenix. And very candidly, I said, this is the dog that has the real shot at winning, and that's the reason I put him on top.
And, of course, to get the Superfecta, you got to get all four dogs in, and one of the dogs that made the Superfecta pay off for us was the 8. Not a lot of people like the 8. I remember watching the odds ticker tick up on the 8. I believe the 8 is why the Superfecta paid so big. So why do we throw the 8 into the Superfecta bet?
Well, it's because of the other dogs I threw out. I threw out the 2 with reason, I threw out the 6 with reason, and I threw out the 7 with reason as well. Consequently, I ended up with a straight C dog. N.S. John LaBelle is a straight C dog and shows me that she's game. She's got some late speed. Last two races ago, she was thrown off stride in the back stretch. She only got a 5th. But she has gotten a distant show in the C, and she's been, you know, having a little trouble. But in this race, she is a straight C dog, and compared to the competition she was running against, it was easy for me to throw out the 2, the 6, and the 7. Consequently, I had to leave the eight Greyhound in.
Well, I think one thing our students should be taking away from this, it's a lot about what dog you pick. But it's just as important what dogs to throw out, and it seems like that's kind of where you start. You start throwing dogs out of the race before you start trying to pick a winner. Is that pretty accurate?
Absolutely. I always look for three dogs, sometimes even four, that I can throw out that I absolutely believe will not make the race in any position.
All right, LJ, big winner. That was a $24 key bet. Took home over 2,000, I think it was like 2,300 bucks. Not a bad hit. You only picked two races at Phoenix that night. You were one for two, 50-50. One of them paid over $2,000.
I'll take it till a good race comes along.
All right, LJ, thanks for your time. That's my good friend LJ there. He's been a professional handicapper for way more years than I have and taking home way more money from the track than I have. And, LJ is half of this super handicapping team that you got on your side. Putting big winners like that $2,391 Superfecta. Feels good to cash a ticket like that. If you're getting this as part of the one-time-only free offer to get a little snippet, a little peek into what we offer at our pro handicapping school, then I encourage you, if you haven't signed up, you know, if you're on board with us last night, you hit that one race, bam, just like that, you pay for the entire cost of the course, and all the students that are on board are on top of these big races that we're hitting. And really, if you want to take more money home from the track, you need expert insight. You need people that know what they're doing. And there's a lot of people out there running computer programs and simulations and stat tracking and all that garbage. And, you know, selling you picks for 30, 40, 50 bucks a month or whatever they charge. But you know what? It's people that sit down, like myself and LJ, with years of handicapping experience. You look at a program, you're able to play the race out in your mind, and the most important thing is not only we offer those picks to you every day in the daily picks as you get as part of the Winner Circle program, but you also get the tools, the insight, the training, just like this little session we've had right here, to teach you how to key in and pick those big money winners. And it's all about cashing big tickets at the ticket window. So from everybody here at the Greyhound TrackTips.com, hey, thanks guys for listening, and we look for cashing big tickets in the future.